Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now a follow-up to a conversation we had on Friday about Apple's manufacturing and labor practices. Apple makes iPhones and iPads in China and under sometimes deplorable conditions. In the wake of our conversation, a host of listeners on our comments page and Facebook page wrote in with one simple question, and that is, okay, if we decry Apple's labor and environmental record, is there a gadget out there that is ethically justifiable? Well, good question, and a complicated one. Alex Pasternak is the editor of Motherboard. That's a Vice magazine science and tech site. Vice actually sent two correspondents to the Congo last year to investigate the mining of minerals that go into electronics and the conflicts, the wars, the deaths around them. Alex is also a correspondent for DiscoveriesTreeHugger.com, where he's reported on the environment, design, and corporate social responsibility in China and elsewhere. So, Alex Pasternak, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
And it's probably worth saying right off the bat that this is not intended to be an Apple-bashing conversation. It is, as we will quickly learn, very complicated, and many companies have dubious environmental and labor records, right?
That's right. I mean, it's almost impossible to determine at this point which companies are leading the pack when it comes to sustainability, when it comes to labor issues, insofar as that there are so many components that go into making a cell phone. And a lot of those components, most electronics companies source their materials and their manufacturing in China, which means that the problems that you're hearing about from Foxconn are problems that exist for all sorts of gadgets made by companies like HP, Dell, Samsung, and so forth.
And listeners, we are curious, while we're talking to Alex, about finding an ethical gadget, how you measure the ethics of a gadget that you might want to buy. Here's a question that you might ponder and call in about or post to our site. How much of a premium would you pay to know that your cell phone or your tablet, whatever, was manufactured responsibly? Think about this. Ask yourself honestly, answer yourself honestly, and tell us, if your new phone costs, say, $40 with a two-year plan, would you pay $80? If your tablet computer costs $300, would you pay $500? Call in with your ethical gadget premium and be honest. How much extra would you pay? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Alex, in your work, how do you assess the sustainability or the ethics of the production of a gadget? You know, we've done shows, as I mentioned, on conflict minerals, as they're called, things that are mined for cell phones in the midst of wars and human rights violations. On the other hand, we talked about the treatment of the workers in the plants in China, which is a whole separate issue, the other day. So how do you start to measure the ethics of a gadget?
It's really tricky, and that's what makes the question about how much more would you pay, what kind of premium would you pay, a difficult question for people, because we have a hard time enumerating what exactly are the costs that go into making a phone outside of the materials and the basic labor and shipping and so forth. So you want to look at the other costs that are involved. And there's a profusion of data that's come out in the past few years as electronics companies have tried to audit themselves and do corporate social responsibility reports. And there you can find all kinds of information about things like energy use, pollution, labor standards, where the minerals are coming from, and also what kinds of programs these companies have for recycling their products, which is something that, in the case of some states like New York, electronics companies are required to help consumers do. So Greenpeace puts out an annual report. We're still waiting, I think, for this year's. But in there, what they do is they compile the data from all sorts of companies across the electronic spectrum, and then they create rankings. Now, the data that Greenpeace is getting is great, and there's a lot there that you can download from their website. But all of the data is coming directly from the manufacturers. There's no single standard auditing system that exists at this point.
So. Andrew in Jackson Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, thanks for having me. I think that there definitely should be more attention paid to this issue, and an auditing agency would be perfect, and I'm not sure how that would be passed or, you know, enforced, but I believe regarding the prices of cell phone, I'm willing to pay double the price just to know that I have an ethically good, you know, mobile device, just like with, you know, fair trade coffee and other products. And
so you'd pay double the price. That might get a little pricey if the, you know, $699 iPad was going to go for $1,400.
Well, as far as the cell phone, I'm not with Apple devices
right
yet. But
so just talking about cell phones, you'd pay double. Andrew, thank you. Tom in Astoria, you're on WNYC. How about you?
I look at the whole issue from a completely different perspective. I want to see those jobs here, because we already fought those battles as far as labor laws, environmental regulations, wages. The labor movement and the environmental movement here in the United States in the 20th century already fought those battles. And then the corporations have just moved the whole facility to another place.
So if it was made in the United States, you would pay that premium, which also would go presumably to the labor standards question. Zani in Ridgewood, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
You know, I wouldn't pay the higher premium due to the fact that we are a global world. We, you know, everything is based on, everyone has cell phones, things of that nature. There's a way to regulate it. You know, there's a way for companies to regulate, you know, who's manufacturing, how it's being manufactured, things of that nature. And it's enough that we're paying the price that we're paying already, knowing that, you know, the manufacturing cost is so little. I mean, you know, a cell phone case itself can, you know, be made for about 90 cents, and then by the time we receive it, it's already $10.
Right. So there's enough profit in there, is your point, that they could absorb
exactly
the ethical practices. Zani, thank you very much. Alex, why is Apple gaining so much of the focus here? I was looking at somebody's new Kindle over the weekend, and you open the box, and the first thing you see is assembled in China. So is one any better or worse than the other?
I don't have specific details on the Kindle versus the iPad, but I can tell you that Amazon has worked intimately with Foxconn. I believe that, you know, Foxconn produces most of the electronics that Amazon makes.
And remind us the Foxconn story. This is not a conservative news channel, right?
No, it's not. It's essentially the story of the largest electronics manufacturing company, the largest in China for sure, and one that contracts with Apple to produce its iPads and its iPhones. Apple is Foxconn's largest customer, and it's come under a lot of scrutiny since a spate of suicides that occurred a couple of years ago, and all sorts of questionable labor conditions that Apple itself has pointed to in its own supplier reports, and so it's definitely become a blight on Apple's image, and I think Apple's become something of a target because of its high profile in the United States.
I guess
States.
So. And it's sort of
right.
Mr. Clean image in so many circles.
Absolutely.
Listener
yeah.
named Sebastian writes on our website, companies that Foxconn works with include Motorola, HTC, Samsung, HP, Compaq, Dell, everyone, he writes. but I guess there are reasons to make Apple the target because it's going to have the most consumer impact. So In our last couple of minutes, what kinds of efforts are being made to address this? Listeners may not know this, but the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial reform bill actually contained a clause that requires American companies to notify the SEC if they use conflict minerals. So is anything working? You know, the New York Times article on this last weekend seemed to have Steve Jobs shrug it off before he died in a conversation with President Obama. So what efforts are being made to address the ethical manufacturing of electronics?
I think that Apple is, as a result of the scrutiny it's received, Apple is making headway in terms of trying to provide more data to the public about its suppliers. They, for the first time, released a list of their suppliers in China in their latest supply chain report, which was a big deal for Apple, which is notoriously secretive about these things, and for understandable reasons.
And very briefly, what about the Chinese government? If this is Chinese people, are they going to rise up? There are sometimes protests in China, believe it or not. And are we going to see eventually, as the Chinese middle class develops, Chinese labor standards that come close to American labor standards? And we have exactly 15 seconds.
I think as long as cell phones and iPads are, and all the other electronics are as cheap as they are, at prices that American consumers want, it's going to be hard to imagine Chinese labor standards improving dramatically, given the tight margins that the Chinese manufacturers have to work
with. Alex Pasternak, editor of Motherboard, Vices Science and Tech Site, and correspondent for Discovery's TreeHugger.com. Thank you very much. And join the many comments on our webpage, wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to weigh in.